Good morning, Orlando. This is Deborah Roberts, and you are listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Now in studio, your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555, or on your cell phone, you can hit #250, and the keyword is real estate. So that's #250, and the keyword is real estate. So we've got a lot of great stuff to go over, a lot of good stuff happening in Central Florida. You know, some people have gone back to school, others are getting ready to go back to school, so everybody's busy with that. So it causes probably for a couple of weeks, things kind of calm down in the real estate world, just from the standpoint of everybody's getting involved with all the school activities. So in my opinion, if you're a buyer, it's a really good time to buy because you're not competing with everybody else when you're, you know, putting in your offers and all that kind of stuff because they're distracted with schools. And so you're actually going to get a really good price if you're, you know, if you're in the buying market and you're tired of competing with other people. You know, we have some tips and tricks and all those kinds of things that we do to make sure that our offers are the ones that get accepted. But at times like these, when everybody's distracted with something else, and it happens every once in a while throughout the year, when people are distracted with the holidays or with school starting and that kind of thing, and with school getting out, honestly, that there's a lot of extra activities that people are involved in. So they kind of put the housing on the back burner for, you know, just a week or two is kind of what happens. So it's a small window of time that's available. And if you are interested and you have a hard time finding that perfect house in the price point that you're looking for, then I think this is the great time to actually get involved in doing that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. They always say the summer is always usually like the busiest, like right when the kids get out, because the parents want to find the home before the school starts. And like you said, now that school started, they tend to put it on hold for a little bit, focus on that, and then they pick up in a little bit. So it might be a good opportunity for them.
Yeah, and it's only a couple of weeks. And during that couple of weeks, I mean, you can get your house under contract or, you know, find the house that you want and put it under contract if you're a buyer. And you know, and then everything just kind of picks up again and all of that kind of good stuff and acts like there wasn't a blip in the radar or anything like that. So the month doesn't really end up to be too different, but the, you know, but just the way that it is and all of that kind of stuff. And it's always interesting to me because they always say that about school being out and everybody looking and trying to get settled and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, from what I've seen lately, it's like everybody's just like kind of, you know, that really isn't an issue. I mean, a lot of times people are staying within the same school district, so it doesn't matter. And, you know, it's like everybody's circumstances are different, obviously, in what they're trying to accomplish. So it makes a big difference. So, and like we talk about a lot that in Central Florida, we're kind of blessed that the market stays pretty consistent year round. There's not a lot of highs and lows, and the highs and lows are pretty minimal highs and lows. I mean, it's kind of like Central Florida's terrain that we're pretty flat and our real estate sales are pretty flat across the thing. And we don't have like the high mountains or anything like that, you know, when it comes to the number of homes that are sold. And we have had that just kind of steady growth in regards to the prices for the past several years. And so they just continue to slowly go up, kind of like the interest rates. You know, it's like that's one thing that people are always, you know, concerned about, guessing about and all of that kind of stuff. And everybody predicts, oh, the interest rates are going to go up really high and all of those kinds of things. And they do change from day to day. They go up a little bit. They go down a little bit. And they're a little bit higher than they were a year ago. But they're not a significant amount higher than they were a year ago. And I think that's the thing that everybody needs to know, too. It's like when the interest rates go up, they're going up incrementally, like it might be an eighth of a point or maybe even a 16th of a point or something like that. It's moving very slowly and it kind of teeter totters as it's going up. It doesn't just go straight up. It goes up like a little bit and then it goes back a little bit and then it goes up and back and all those kinds of things. So that's why it's important to lock it in when you're getting what you think is the best rate and everything. So there's all of those kinds of things that go on. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555, or you can hit pound 250, and the keyword is real estate on your cell phone. So that's pound 250, keyword real estate. So, you know, we talked a little bit about buyers and what's going on with them. So then you think, well, as a seller, you know, what is the best thing to do when it comes to you? And again, you know, it's like when you're going to sell your house and you decide to do it, there's got to be the right time for you. And like we were talking about just a few minutes ago, that it's kind of a flat line going across for buyers and sellers. You know, you have to realize that it's a flat, that it's a great time for you to sell at any point in time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
There's not really a bad time. You know, it's like if you do put your house on the market today and maybe it's a slow time for the next couple of weeks, it's going to pick up again a couple of weeks after this.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, the most houses, the average time on the market right now is 100.3 days. I just recently looked that up. And our average sale houses sell in 70 days. So we sell them, you know, 30% faster or
all
so.
Month faster.
So basically when it comes down to it, you know, it's like, you know, really looking at what the, you know, what you want to do. It's going to take a little bit of time usually, you know, on houses in order to get them sold. So you want to plan ahead in order to do that. And I know that I've run into some people that they've bought a house that is being built. And so they've kind of waited to put their home on the market. And, you know, we can always negotiate the closing date. So if you have that right buyer and you want to negotiate the closing date when you're moving into your new house, I mean, that is easy to do. But it might be harder for you to do to actually, you know, sell your house on the exact day if you're putting it on the market like you think I'm going to put it on the market today and I'm going to sell it tomorrow and close in 30 days. That may not be the case. So you need to, you know, plan ahead on that and negotiate out when the best time is and all that kind of thing for you and really strategically plan it and really be looking at it and knowing, you know, what's the best option for you and your family and everything like that.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's a lot of people out there looking for houses, but you just need that one.
Yep.
When you're the seller that's going to be willing to, you know, pay what you're looking for, that you can come to a meeting of the minds, that you guys are all on the same page and come to that agreement. And then, you know, everybody would love a cash offer where there's no appraisals, but that only happens probably about 20% of the time in today's market. So you're going to, you know, if there's a cash buyer, they're still going to know that the value is. That's why they have the cash.
Yep.
And they're not going to overpay for it. And when you've got the other side of the coin is that if they are getting a loan and there are appraisals that are involved, a lot of people have planned on, based on the purchase price of the home, that that's how much money they're going to put into it.
Mm-hmm.
And and if the appraisal comes in $5,000 lower, they don't have that $5,000 all the time to make up the difference in the price. So as the seller, you know, I don't think that it's the seller's full job to eat the whole thing. It's, again, a meeting of the mind. So it's coming down and working with figuring, being creative to figure out how everybody can be happy in the transaction.
Correct.
And not just assume that the seller is going to eat another $5,000 or $20,000. Sometimes, I mean, it's like appraisals are always based on historical facts.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a house is going up and you see houses on the market that are a lot more than that, that means nothing to an appraiser. But in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you after the break.
You're You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home's sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell, you can hit #250 and the keyword is real estate. So, you know, we were just finishing up a little bit, I think, about appraisers mm-hmm. and appraisals and that kind of stuff. And the appraisers are just doing their job. I mean, they're trained to look at the historical data when you're looking at an appraisal. It's not going to be looking forward at what the market might do. It's looking at what the market has done.
Yep.
Because that's what you can count on. And so that's what appraisals are all based on. So the tough thing for a seller is if the market is going up and the appraisal comes in low, I mean, it really might be, you know, a little bit above market value and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's like hard to make the it's hard to make those appraisal numbers work when you've got that stuff going on. So it's always, you know, a delicate balance, mm-hmm. you know, with getting that appraisal in. And we always have our armor ready, you know, which we've got all of the comps and everything available supporting the price that we're obviously going to, you know, help the appraiser out in the cases that we can. There's a lot of red tape and everything that's not red tape, but there's a lot of, I don't know what you call it, but a lot of assurances that they put together to make sure that there's no collusion going on, you know, in regards to the appraisers and that kind of thing. Now, the appraisers do know what the purchase price is on the contract because they have a copy of the contract.
Yep.
So they know what the goal is of what people are trying to come from. But they're also working for the banks and everything in order to make sure that they're not going to loan more money on a house than what it's worth. Yeah. And to protect you, too, as the buyer. And so, you know, there's a lot of times people get upset with the appraisals, but it's all a good part of the process. One of the things that's come into play in the last year or two is that, you know, well, it's been going on for a few years, but there's automatic appraisal kind of things that are done on that are done through the computer mm-hmm. and everything that are looking out of that historical data. So they have a live human usually go out there and check it out. And then they have the computer scrutinizing what the person did. And so, you know, even if the person, the appraiser, wants to be nice to you and give you a higher price on your house, they're still being scrutinized by this back end computer that's going through and saying, like, so if they spit out a price of $275, the appraiser does, and the computer spits out $260, they're going to go back to the appraiser and say, hey, the computer did $260, so justify yourself on
for this extra $15,000.
Yeah. For this extra $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, all of that comes into play. So there's backup and checks and all that kind of stuff to make sure that the appraisal comes in right. And there has been talk, and I haven't seen it. I think we had one deal where it happened where the appraisal was done 100% by the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they didn't send a person out there.
Nope.
But that's what where it's going to and what they're saying it's going to and all of that kind of stuff. And there will always be cases where that will not be possible when everything isn't similar around it. But a lot of the inventory in Central Florida, there are a lot of production builders, which means that the neighborhoods are all similar floor plans, built similar years, and all of those kinds of things. So it's pretty easy to come up with the value. If your neighbor is the same floor plan as you and, you know, you're not and they sold it for $200, you're not going to get $250 tomorrow, regardless of no matter what you've done
to
your house.
It'd be great if that was the case, right?
Right. But it's generally not going to happen. So so it's just all part of the business. But it's like the biggest thing to me, I think, is when you understand what's going on, then you can deal with it and we can work around it. But yeah. It's like the biggest thing is like when people don't understand and they've got the big surprise and not understanding the system of how everything works. And that's probably the toughest thing that people deal with. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. Or you can hit pound 250 on your cell phone. That's pound 250, and the keyword is real estate. So I think we'll switch gears again and go to another topic and basically go to the top home decor materials of 2018, a look at this year's trends and everything so that you can, you know where everything is and all of that kind of stuff. And I know the Home and Garden Show is either this weekend or next weekend. I forget which one.
Next weekend. I think it's the 16th to the 18th.
So maybe you could go to the Home and Garden Show and you could see what these trends are.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the trends that are going on, and it doesn't have to cost you a lot of money, and it might not even be your style, so you don't have to do it either. But just knowing what they are is something that's good. So the first thing is to lounge in luxury. And so that's like if you're, you know, shopping around for sofas and remember one word, and that's velvet, which velvet apparently is back in the sofas and everything. So it's like feeling good on your body, I guess, if you're lounging around and all that kind of stuff. And if it's you and your family hanging around, you know, maybe it's great. If you have a lot of visitors and you want them to go home, maybe it's not a good idea. I don't know. But
I don't know either.
But basically, you know, that's what they're saying is that you're going to find a lot of velvet in rich blues and some pops of mustard yellow and blush pink.
Hmm.
So that's, you know, bold colors and eye-catching frames are what's coming back. So that's one thing. Then this kind of contradicts, which it says to act naturally. And so that's the natural fibers like rattan and raffia are trending choices. So that kind of contradicts the velvet. So I think that what comes in is basically, you know, when it comes to any of these things, this is the stuff it's in, but the bottom line is that you want to go with what you like.
Exactly. Yeah, because you're going to be living there, so you got to like what you see when you come in the door, and you got to like what you're sitting on.
Yeah.
And all that great jazz.
Yep. And one of the things, you know, you and I went to the Florida Realtor Expo and everything this week, and one of the things that we found there that we knew was coming and that now is accepted, you know, for pictures and everything, is virtual staging on the on your pictures.
Yeah.
That can go into, you know, the multiple listing mm-hmm. service, and that we can advertise and all of that kind of stuff, which is great if a house is vacant. You don't have to spend all the money on staging. You could just spend it actually on staging, you know, that your house based on this virtual staging.
Yeah.
And it will actually clear up clutter.
Mm-hmm.
It will actually, you know, it can actually go in there, and they can, in addition to that, that they can take your furniture that you have out and put the staged furniture in.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's something new that's out and accepted. I mean, before, if you would do that, we would get fines for those kinds of things. So now it's been accepted that you can do that. You have to disclose it, but you know, basically, it's something that you can do. So it's like if you're looking at it and saying, well, you know, my furniture may not be what everybody wants, you know, now we have a solution of what you can do.
What we can do to change it, yeah.
To change it and everything. And so so that's a good thing to do. So basically, act naturally is where that all came from. The next thing that they're saying is that concrete is coming into play again. And so that's another thing that's always interesting. In order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home's sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555, or on your cell phone, you can hit #250, and the keyword is real estate. So we were talking about the trends, and so we were talking about concrete, and they're talking about concrete patios and decks and all that kind of stuff, which around Central Florida, it's either concrete or pavers
pretty much your two choices.
Or you might find stone or something like that.
Flagstone or something, but it's not very common or popular.
No, most of the time in the higher end places, you do find slate and some of those other things and that kind of stuff. But concrete is kind of in. But what they're talking about is doing then, going to the next step, doing furniture made out of concrete. So sounds too heavy to move for me, but it sounds like it would still be beautiful. The next thing that they're talking about is mixing in metallics. So metallics are in doing that. And marble is when it comes to countertops and that kind of stuff. That's marble is always a good option. But the main thing is that whatever you do in your house, you know, it's like you want to make it personal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're living there, so it is, you know, like I said, you got to enjoy it and, you know, don't make it good for somebody else. Make it good for yourself while you're there.
And any style that's done well looks great.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah, because I'll walk into, I love going to like model homes or like open houses and things like that. And I'll go in and it'll be just this total feeling that I'm like, oh, I would have never said that it would be something that I would like. Mm-hmm. And then I walk in and I'm like, oh my gosh, I could so see myself like living like this. You know what I mean? Like
right.
The other day I walked in and it was like a Craftsman Mediterranean or something. It was like two words that I would never thought would go together. And it was just like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. You know, and I asked the lady like, who did your decorating? And then she said, oh, I grabbed it from a magazine and I grabbed two different magazines and I put them together. And I was like, oh my gosh. You would have never thought the two mixed.
Uh-huh.
And it was just so nice. So again, it's like, you know, you got to find what you like. And that's what I did. I was floored.
Well, and when you do go to sell your house, you know, the main thing is to show the spaces and to show the openness of the spaces or how everything meshes together and that people can see that when they walk in that they're going to feel like it's a great atmosphere and everything in order to do.
Yep.
And that's a really huge thing of what you want to do in order to make things happen. And so I think that that's just a great thing to do in order to make things happen. And just, we always talk about, a lot of times we talk about, not always, but, you know, clearing up the clutter. And we haven't talked about it for a while, but if you just take a picture on your phone and you look at what's going on in your house,
You'll
be amazed because what you don't see when you are just looking at it every day, it's just a normal everyday part of the landscape. Yeah. And then you put a camera on and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Where did all that stuff come from?
When you're taking like selfies or whatever, you're taking a group photo of people and then you go back and you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, like you didn't notice the guy, you know, that's not even part of your group or something that's in the photo, or you didn't notice like, you know, there's somebody next to you that, you know, spilled their drink or something, you know, like you don't notice it until you go back and you look and then you're like, oh my gosh, it's the same thing with the clutter. You should see me all the time. I'll take a photo like of my son or my husband or something. And then all of a sudden I look and I'm like, oh no, we got to get another one because I don't like what's in the background, you know, but you don't notice it until you take the photo.
Exactly. Yeah. But somebody who's coming into your house fresh,
that's
the first thing they notice because it looks like it's out of place and everything. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really good thing to do. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA 102.5, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell phone, you can hit #250 and the keyword is real estate. So one of the things that I came across this week that I was looking at that is something that I think that we do pretty well. And basically It's like finding those hard to find houses. And when you're looking at it and everything, it's like, you know, people, most of the time people are going online and they're pulling houses. And there are so many sites out there that have houses to look at. And the bottom line is that most of them that look like they're great deals are not and are no longer available. Many mm-hmm. times. I mean, we had somebody that we were talking to this week that called in that said, we want to see this house, and this house. Well, they had all been sold 6 months ago. And so they none of them were available, and it was the site that they were looking at was not updated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is that they're not all going to be updated. The good ones are going to be gone before they reach a lot of these sites.
Exactly.
And so, you know, you have to be aggressive in looking for them and knowing what to look for. So in certain price points, and the inventory is extremely low. I was just looking this week, and overall in the Central Florida area, in the Orlando area, there's about 2 months supply basically right now. However, in certain price points that are, you know, like the higher price points and stuff like that, there's about 30 months supply.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But in the lower price points, there's about 2 weeks supply, if that, you know, and it's like as soon as something comes on, you know, it'll go. I mean, obviously the neighborhood's important and all of those things are important when it comes down to it. So when the inventory's low, what do you have to do? And what you have to do and what we do is mm-hmm. that you have to innovate.
Exactly.
And you have to figure out, you know, it's like where you can go to find these houses because, you know, and a lot of times what we do is we're actually going and asking the owners, you know, that live in that house, that live in that area, you know, are you interested in selling or thinking about selling? Because there's a lot of times that people are thinking about it and, you know, they would just as soon have one person come in and buy it and not have to deal with going through the whole sales process mm-hmm. and all of that kind of stuff. And we can match them up. And match them up at full market price. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of services out there now that'll come in there and they'll buy your house and all of those kinds of things, but they're going to buy it at a discount.
Exactly.
And so because everybody's in business to make money and nobody's going to give you something that they're going to lose money on if they can help it. So basically, it comes down to, you know, what are they going to do in order to do that? So when we know what you're looking for, I mean, one of the first places that we go to look is that we go to our database
mm-hmm.
because we have a lot of people in our database that are buyers that are looking for houses that actually will have a house to sell and they don't have it on the market yet. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to go to our database to see if anybody in our database, you know, matches what you're looking for and mm-hmm. they're interested in moving sooner rather than later, or if their time is now that they were thinking about, but they just haven't made the phone call yet, you know, in order to get things rolling. And so that's the first place that we're going to go. The next place that we're going to go is that when we've identified exactly where you want to go, is that we're going to canvas that neighborhood and make sure that if there is somebody out there that's considering, you know, selling their house, that they're going to at least talk to us. And then you're going to be obviously working almost in a vacuum because instead of you having 10 or 15 other people that you're competing against, you're going to be just competing, you know, it's like one-on-one, you with the people and that kind of stuff, yep. which is obviously the best scenario.
Correct.
So, you know, when it comes down to that, there's a lot of things that we can do and do to make sure that we're innovative in coming up with finding a way, you know, to find the buyer's houses. And, you know, anybody can do it the easy way, which is, you know, just finding them online and that kind of stuff. But a lot of times that doesn't work. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll see you after the break.
You're You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555, or on your cell phone, you can hit #250, and the key word is real estate. So, you know, we were talking about finding those hard-to-find homes and things that you can do, mm-hmm. and one of the things that, you know, people have a hard time with maybe is when they walk into a home and they think, oh, this isn't going to work, and so you kind of have to see.
Yeah, you have to visualize it.
You have to visualize it, and now, like we just were talking about a segment or two ago, is that they actually have this virtual staging that mm-hmm. can be done. So it's like if there's a home that you see that you think, well, maybe it will work and everything, you know, it's like we can actually go in there and take the pictures, and then we can have this virtual staging company come in and put your stuff in there so that it looks exactly the way that it would look when you owned it, and you can see how things would fit in there. One of the biggest things that I think that we find are bedrooms that people think that they're not going to be able to fit their stuff in it because they're vacant, and they could fit a king size bed, two end tables, you know, a dresser, you know, all of that stuff without it being crowded at all. But a lot of times you don't know that or realize it because you don't see all of that kind of stuff. So basically, you know, there's a lot of things that can be done in order to find you that perfect house. And it's not just looking for it, you know, someplace. I mean, that can be in one place, like which would be, you know, online or something like that. There's a lot of things that can be done to actually find you that perfect house that matches you and your family mm-hmm. and all of those kinds of things. I mean, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I just want to stay in the school district. And then they don't realize that the school district lines have changed a little bit. And so it might open up another subdivision or something like
that
you could be looking at. And so if we're searching by subdivision, then that's something that we can do. One of the tools that we have as well now that I think is awesome is, and I was just working with these people a couple of days ago, is that they want to stay within, they're moving to a place that's within 20 minutes of the wife's work is where they want to live. That at when she gets there at 8:30 in the morning and you look at traffic and it will calculate at 8:30 in the morning how far where you can live. And it looks like a spider because obviously it's got, you know, like on all of the major roads that they could be taking and the time and that kind of thing that you could,
that's funny. That's
that you could do thing. It. So that's actually a feature that we can use as well, that you can see at any time of day, you can put in whatever time of day that you want to and how long it's going to take you to get there to arrive at that point in time. You can put in any address. It'll tell you. So we just put in the work address and, you know,
there you go.
Put it in and we were able to do it. Now, our choices were 15 or 30 minutes. So we had to pick between those two. But basically, you know, it came down to that we could actually look at on a normal traffic day with the normal traffic flow, getting there at that point in time, what it was going to take. And, you know, maybe it's a school that you want to be close to. I mean, maybe it's a relative, you know, whatever it is, that you could just go ahead and do that and it would make a big difference. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555 or you can hit #250 and the keyword is real estate. So, you know, if you're having trouble finding that house out there, you know, feel free to give us a call because we do specialize in finding those hard to find properties.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're all out there. I believe that there's a match out there for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, the way that I look at it, you know, doing real estate for, I mean, I haven't been doing it that long, I think 9 years, but it's like there's not going to be the perfect house, in my opinion, even if you were to build it from scratch. the key is going to be the location. And then any house within that location can be perfect for you. We just got to show you how to make it perfect for you. You know, like whether it's bringing in, like you said, staging it so you can see. Because I always get people that when they see an empty home, they always say it's smaller than where what they think it is.
Right.
And once you start adding some furniture in there, then you really see the size that it is. Or maybe we need to blow down a wall or open it up to give you that open concept. And like you have no idea that those type of things can be done until you start talking to somebody and then all these ideas start rolling. So a lot of times it's might, you know, they might not find that perfect house per se, but it's the perfect house in the location that they want. They just need that, you know, the guidance to show them.
And when it's all done, I mean, it would be done.
Half the time it doesn't even look like the same house.
No, and it's within the budget too.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, because we're not about getting anything that's outside of anybody's budget.
Yeah, no. No, it's got to work for you because I don't want you calling me, you know, 3 months from now saying, hey, Danielle, I can't afford my mortgage. Can you help me out? You know, you were the one that got me the house. You know, I don't want that call. So I'd rather it be in the budget. And a lot of times, I mean, it's not very expensive to do some of the things that you may think about. I mean, heck, some of the times you could even do the labor and just have somebody come in and, you know, do the rest.
Yeah. And one of the another thing that I ran into this week is that it was talking about the likelihood of home prices that they will increase over the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what percent do you think it is?
I'm going to say going up the ladder.
Yeah.
Maybe another 24%.
Okay. Well, it's 95% likely.
Oh, likely to go up. Okay.
Likely to go up is what the number I was looking for. But 24% is a big percentage in the next few years. I mean,
Well, we've been averaging what, about 18 or so a year, no?
Yeah. Well, I think it's somewhere between 10 and 18. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's slow and steady to a certain extent, but it's got a good growth. And with all of the construction and everything that's going on, I mean, there's some indications that things might be slowing down a little bit, but I haven't really seen it.
I haven't really
around.
Noticed that.
I haven't noticed it here, you know. So basically, because there are, you know, more homes and that kind of stuff that people want to get in the higher demand, that it's 95% likely that homes are going to increase over the next 2 years. So my opinion is always, if you are a first-time buyer, that the best thing for you to do is to get your feet wet and get into the market.
Yeah, because then guess what? In 2 years, you've probably built some equity, and then you can take that equity and move up to your next home.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. I mean, that's why there's so many homes that are always sold, because it's like your first home purchase is probably not where you're going to end up.
Nope.
But it's always a great place to start. And
a great stepping stone.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like when you were born, you know, you couldn't do everything, you know.
Exactly.
And so you had to go through those years. So it's kind of the same thing with houses for the most part.
It's true. Well, it's like when you get your first car. I mean, your first car is usually a clunker that gets you from A to B. You know, then you start working and you start saving up some money and you start doing stuff. And the next thing you know, you've got yourself a Honda Civic. And then in a couple of years, you moved up to a Lexus. So it's same with the housing. You know,
yeah.
You start out usually with a small condo or, you know, something that's a little bit smaller, feasible for your budget. You know, you maybe go to college, whatever, you know, get a pay raise and now, or maybe building a family. And then you just constantly move up the ladder. It's a great, great stepping stone.
Yeah. And a lot of times what I've seen people do is that, you know, they buy houses, but then they don't sell them either. So it's like, so what they do is they actually invest. And, you know, if their first home that they maybe bought, they didn't, you know, put it on the market. They just bought something else and then they rented that one out.
Yeah.
And so they got the income from that took care of it and all of that kind of stuff. And as it got paid off, it was a built-in savings plan and they ended up with, you know, a lot of assets
didn't
really cost him anything from one step to the next, you know, so it was all good. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.